This is VOA China 360 on the Voice of America with me, Michael Lippin, bringing you a new podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world, including America. This week, we're talking about the United States launching a new trade battle with China at the World Trade Organization. In this fight, the Obama administration is asking the WTO to start a process for resolving a U.S. complaint about taxes or duties that China imposes on its own exports of raw materials. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman identified 9 such raw materials in a statement issued on July 13th. He said they include antimony, cobalt, copper, graphite, lead, magnesia, talc, tantalum, and tin. Vice President Joe Biden also spoke that day about the U.S. trade action. Here's what he told a group of American port workers in the West Coast city of San Diego about why Washington is fighting those Chinese export duties.
When companies in China ship raw materials abroad, they put a tax on the raw material that comes from China. That drives up the cost of those materials for the buyers in other countries and puts American companies at a disadvantage in competing to sell the products that need those raw materials.
Gary Huffbauer is a senior fellow at the Washington-based Peterson Institute for International Economics. He tells me the U.S. trade action is similar to 2 other recent U.S. complaints against China at the WTO.
Which is basically that China is restraining exports of certain materials, basically raw materials of one kind or another, in order to benefit the domestic industry in China, which uses those materials to produce industrial goods. So these cases have all the same elements.
The Obama administration said China promised when it joined the WTO in 2001 to remove export duties on all products except those in a specific annex. It said Beijing has violated that promise because the 9 Chinese raw materials being taxed are not listed in that annex. Stopping these kinds of violations is something that Biden acknowledged the U.S. government has not done well enough.
I am going to make sure that we make no apologies for enforcing trade agreements and any future trade agreements that are made that are fair and equal, where the American worker and American industry gets an even shot.
Why are Biden and company using this moment to take a stronger stand on U.S. trade issues? Huffbauer says it may have something to do with this November's U.S. presidential election, a likely contest between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, both of whom say they'll get better trade deals for America.
The timing has to be seen in the light of the presidential politics, and there the Obama administration is doing its best to look like it's not some kind of 98-pound weakling or pulling its punches with respect to China, and is doing what it can within the framework of established rules to discipline Chinese practices.
China isn't happy about the latest U.S. attempt to discipline it. The Reuters news agency quotes the Chinese Commerce Ministry as saying it regrets the U.S. action at the WTO. The Chinese ministry also defended the export duties on the raw materials as necessary to protect China's environment and to protect its natural resources from being overexploited. China made that argument in 2 previous disputes with the U.S. at the WTO, which actually does allow member states to impose export duties under certain circumstances. But the WTO wasn't convinced that China really needed to restrict the extraction of its resources in those cases, and Huffbauer explains why.
The World Trade Organization, both at the panel level and at the appellate level, really rejected the claim because they didn't see that the restrictions were applied even-handedly to domestic Chinese companies as against foreign companies in terms of preserving the environment. Now, this case may be a little bit different. I don't have the depth of knowledge about the factual circumstances. But in order to support that claim, the Chinese will need to show that Chinese firms using the resources in question are also in some way or another forced to conserve. I think that's going to be a hard thing for them to show, but maybe I'll be surprised.
In this new trade action at the WTO, the U.S. first has to try resolving the dispute with China through consultations. And if those don't work?
Then you go to a panel proceeding. It takes a while to find panelists and bring them together. Maybe that's a year. And then after that, it goes to the appellate body. So if China decides to fight it every step of the way, we're looking at a year and a half or 2 years. In other words, well into the next U.S. administration.
The new complaint is the 13th that the Obama administration has brought against China at the WTO, and it's won all of those that have been decided by the organization. Huffbauer of the Peterson Institute says he thinks there's a good chance that China's Ministry of Commerce, or MOFCOM, will relent this time.
There have been cases in the past where the Chinese legal experts in the MOFCOM looked at the facts and they said, well, you know, in China we're wrong and we'll reach a settlement. And, you know, that's certainly possible given the past two cases which China lost. And I want to say that MOFCOM, the Chinese authorities, it's a very professional outfit. Most of the lawyers have been educated here in the United States, many of them at Georgetown University. So they know, you know, what they're talking about.
Even if those Chinese lawyers plan to accept the U.S. demands in this case, Huffbauer thinks they might hold off from such a move for a while.
But whether the settlement will come before the U.S. election or after is hard to say. I'm inclined to think the settlement will come after so as to be some kind of token of, you know, engagement with the next U.S. administration.
How do you think this U.S.-China trade dispute will end up getting resolved? You can share your thoughts on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for VOA China 360. So that's it from me for this week. Bye for now.